Hey, everybody, Brian Ullman at Ford Financial Group, and it's time for another bonus audio-only episode of the Casual Friday podcast. The last episode you probably heard was with Joe Perry. We had some technical glitches on there, so you heard it in full, a little bit less edited than we like to do, but I think we've, between our YouTube videos and our podcast, we've kind of ironed out some of the glitches that we are encountering. But one of the things that we talked about with Joe was charitable giving. And in fact, this has come up in the last couple of episodes. And so I thought it might be useful for you as you consider your year-end finances. And before you start with your financial New Year's resolutions, that we talk about gifting from your IRA and charitable giving, specifically qualified charitable contributions from your IRA. So as we finish out the year, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas. Let's talk about charitable giving from your IRA.
You're listening to Casual Friday, Financial Insights Podcast, where financial advisors and certified financial planners from Ford Financial Group and their guests help you to navigate the difficult maze of financial planning and saving for retirement. We're talking about the issues and questions relating to finance that face our clients every day.
Okay. Did you like the new intro? Yes, it finally says Casual Friday and done by a professional. So we're making strides here. As I mentioned in the intro, we're talking about qualified charitable distribution and kind of exploring the benefits of giving from your IRA. And what a qualified charitable distribution does is it provides an opportunity to make a tax-free donation to charity using your traditional individual retirement account, your IRA. And if you're 70 and a half, if you're 73 or older, making qualified charitable distributions lets you maximize your charitable impact while reducing your taxable income. If you don't need all the money from your IRA RMD, and depending on when you're taking your RMD, maybe you started taking it at 70 and a half, 72, 73. Either way, if you don't need all the money from your IRA through the required minimum distribution, making a charitable gift might be a tax-efficient way to support causes and organizations that are really near and dear to your heart. Now, why would you consider a QCD? We're going to call it QCD, Qualified Charitable Distribution. If you own an IRA, you must take required minimum distribution starting at age 73, whether or not you need the funds. Now, when you start taking an RMD from an IRA, it creates taxable income and increases your income. That increasing your income could push you into a higher tax bracket. If you have a really big IRA or 401k and you're taking really big RMD, you suddenly could leap from one tax bracket to the next, even if you don't need to take the money out. And that can impact your ability to take certain tax deductions and potentially taxes on your Social Security and Medicare premiums. So while QCDs aren't eligible for charitable tax deductions, they're not included in your taxable income like other IRA withdrawals are. And they do count towards your annual RMD from your IRA, your required minimum distribution. And when you use your RMD to make a QCD, right, your minimum distribution to make a charitable distribution, your taxable income is reduced dollar for dollar. And this approach to charitable giving helps you save on taxes while supporting your philanthropic goals, which frankly, if you have done well for yourself, should be part of the equation, right? Doing well and helping others. So you would consider qualified charitable distributions or QCDs if you have charitable intentions, if you must take a required minimum distribution from your IRA, your individual retirement account, but you don't need all the funds, you would like to reduce your future required minimum distributions by lowering the balance of your IRA, which is a gold-plated problem to have, but still a problem that some people have. You've already donated the maximum allowable percentage of your adjusted gross income, which is 60% for most taxpayers in 2023. You wish to make a larger charitable gift than is possible by donating cash or other assets, and you'd like to make a large donation immediately, and you've already identified the qualified charities you want to support. So how do you qualify charitable contributions work? Well, a QCD enables you to make a direct transfer to an eligible charity of up to $100,000 from a traditional IRA, an inherited IRA, a SEP IRA, which is a simplified employee pension, and a simple IRA, which is short for Savings Incentive Match Plan for Employees. These are all employer-sponsored retirement accounts, except for the IRA. And so you can make a QCD from a Roth IRA, but there's no tax advantage there, right? Because Roth IRA withdrawals aren't subject to taxes. So we're talking about tax deferred accounts, whether it's a traditional inherited IRA, simpler SEP. That's what we're focusing on here. And so let's talk about the tax benefits for qualified charitable distributions. Failing to take RMDs could result in hefty penalties. You have to take, it's a required, it's the R in required minimum distribution. So qualified charitable distributions are a tax smart way to use your RMDs to support your favorite charities. The assets from your IRA go directly to the charity, which means QCDs aren't reported as taxable income and you're not going to owe taxes on the withdrawal. You don't have to itemize deductions to realize the tax benefit either. Whereas if you took the withdrawal and then did the charitable, you know, you have to account for that. Not the case here. So for a QCD to count toward your current year's RMD, the funds have to come out of your IRA by the RMD deadline, which is usually December 31st. And to avoid potential tax complications, your contribution should go directly to the charity of your choice from your IRA. If you receive the funds first and then donate, your contribution isn't going to qualify as a QCD for tax purposes. So that begs the question, who can make QCDs? Well, you can make a QCD as long as you're 70 and a half or older. When you make a QCD, you can instruct your IRA custodian to transfer all or part of your RMD up to $100,000 a year to one or more qualified 501c3 charities. If you're married and your spouse file taxes jointly, you can each make an annual QCD of $100,000 if you each have IRA accounts with a balance of $100,000 or more for a potential of total of $200,000 between the two of you. Now, it bears repeating, the funds must go directly from your IRA to the charity. The IRA custodian can send it for you by electronic transfer, check, or if you have check writing capacity on your IRA account, you can do it that way. You can send the check as long as it's made out to the charity. Make sure, though, that the charity is a 501c3 organization that's qualified to accept QCDs. And QCDs might actually result in greater tax savings than just claiming a tax deduction for a cash donation. And this is because QCDs reduce your adjusted gross income, or your AGI. And your AGI is used to determine your Medicare premiums and the taxable portion for your Social Security benefits, among other key financial calculations that could impact your retirement and your tax obligations. So making a QCD reduces your taxable income, lowers your AGI, which could potentially be more beneficial than just taking a charitable deduction. How does this work? Let's talk about an example. Here's an example of enhancing tax savings with a QCD. We're talking about Bob. I have some of my favorite clients are named Bob, but this is a hypothetical Bob. And Bob is 75 years old in this instance, 75 years old in 2023. He needs to take an RMD from his traditional IRA. But Bob's traditional IRA is valued at $1.05 million, resulting in projected RMD of $42,683. His ordinary income in 2023 is $80,000, and he'll submit tax returns with a single filing status. So under option one, Bob's AGI is projected to be $80,000, but if he takes his RMD income of a little bit more than $42,000, he'll increase his AGI to $122,683. If Bob then donates his RMD to charity, he would take an itemized deduction of $42,683, assuming he has no other deductions to itemize. This results in $80,000 in federal taxable income. Let's talk option two. If instead Bob instructs his IRA administrator to direct his RMD as a QCD, qualified charitable donation, to an eligible charity, the RMD would be excluded from Bob's taxable income. And then Bob takes the standard deduction of $13,850 for 2023, plus an additional standard deduction of $1,850 because Bob's over 65 and is filing single. Therefore, his standard deduction totals $15,700. And as a result, his federal taxable income is reduced to $64,300. So the QCD lowers his taxable income by $15,700 in this example. That's a pretty powerful swing. These are real numbers that we're talking about, real tax planning that we're talking about. So consider this as you're thinking about taking your RMDs. If you have charitable inclinations, this is a really powerful way to go, and a savvy way to donate to charities, make an impact, reduce your taxable income, and so on. I'll leave you with a few additional considerations. First, not all charities qualify to receive QCDs. Private foundations, supporting organizations, so like charities that support other exempt organizations, donor advised funds, none of those are eligible to accept QCDs. Number two, let your tax professional know you did a QCD. I mean, your CPA, your tax preparer is an important part of this. QCDs are reported to the IRS as a normal IRA distribution and as death distributions for inherited IRAs and inherited Roth IRAs. So make sure the QCD is listed correctly in your tax return so you get the tax break. On top of that, while QCDs aren't subject to federal taxes, state tax rules do vary. So you're going to, again, need to talk with your tax advisor for some guidance there. Number three, you can make a QCD that is more or less than your annual RMD. So let's say you have an RMD of $5,000 and you want to give $3,000. You still have to withdraw the full amount of your RMD to pay taxes on the $2,000 that you didn't give to charity. You can also use a QCD to give more than your RMD for that year, but you can't carry over that extra distribution to future years. So just keep in mind here, overall, you need to take your entire RMD to avoid penalties. Number four here is that you can make QCDs to multiple charities. In fact, we do this all the time here at our office. So you can use that QCD to make as many donations as you want. You have a $5,000 RMD that you want to donate to charity. If they're qualified charities, you could do five $1,000 donations. And in our case, we can crank those distributions out to you for you. That's how you're going to do the QCD and just send it directly to the charities. Number five, making a QCD might help your giving dollars go further and maximize your philanthropic impact. Because as of 2023, donors have the option to direct a one-time $50,000 QCD to a charitable remainder trust or a charitable gift annuity. This is a topic for another time, but this is, again, using the rules to magnify your charitable impact, and it's something worth considering. And then finally, number six, be careful doing QCDs if you're still working after 70 and a half and contributing to your IRA. Your QCD tax benefit will be reduced by the amount of contributions made after 70 and a half. The IRS doesn't want you making tax deductible IRA contributions and then getting the benefit of making QCDs at the same time. So think about that if you're still working after 70 and a half. Kind of a dense episode here, but as we get into the end of the year and we're in the holiday season, the season of gifting and giving, I think this is an important kind of consideration for you if you're taking RMD. I mean, this QCDs matter when you're doing required minimum distribution. So if you're under the age of 70, this episode maybe doesn't apply so much perhaps to you, but maybe someone you love, someone who you know, parents, grandparents, somebody who could use that additional, who are philanthropically inclined and could use the additional tax savings, perhaps, depending on their circumstances. So ultimately, QCDs offer an opportunity to increase your philanthropic impact and contribute to the greater good while potentially reducing taxable income. If you have more questions about this, you can give us a call here at Ford Financial Group. The email address here is info@fordfg.com. And we're available to help you evaluate the key considerations of QCDs and maybe help you determine if it's a good fit for your situation and for your long-term financial and giving goals. I'm going to leave it there. I hope you're as excited as I am to head into the holiday season. Many more of these coming up. In the meantime, I'll talk to you in the next one.
The advisors with Ford Financial Group are registered representatives with, and securities are offered through, LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Perennial Investment Advisors, a registered investment advisor. Ford Financial Group and Perennial Investment Advisors are separate entities from LPL. The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual.
All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Stock investing involves risk, including loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects against loss. The economic forecasts set forth in this podcast may not develop as predicted. Ford Financial Group, Perennial Investment Advisors, and LPL Financial do not provide tax or legal advice or services. This information is not intended as a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security referred to herein.